WWDC Studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Certainly, our prayers go out to the folks in Oklahoma after the devastating tornado man hit yesterday. Just, it's amazing watching these photos and the video. Just total destruction. And speaking of destruction, Tom, we had a lot of our listeners are in the military, were in the military. And when you think about how pervasive sex assault has become in the nation's military, it is unbelievable. You even have some folks who are sex assault victims. They're calling mentally ill and forcing them out as well. So what do you do about it? How can you change it? Well, we turn to retired General John Hawkins. He actually was over the HR aspect of the U.S. Army, where in this sort of this area fell under his job responsibility in the Army. He joins us right now. Hey, Hawk, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, man, when you listen to these, 26,000 cases, some other reports show some 85,000 people last year alone complained of sex assault. This is a huge problem in the U.S. military. How do you fix it?
Well, that's a very good question. It's a very important question for all Americans to understand, particularly all of us that have to pay taxes, because there's roughly 25,000 plus people that are assigned in the United States military to deal with sexual assaults and, of course, sexual harassment as well, which can be a precursor. People such as assault response coordinators, victim advocates, and even the recruiters are asked to spend some of their time in telling new people coming in that this is just not going to be handled. So it's an issue of economics. It's also an issue of a national security perspective, because it affects readiness and the ability to do what we call mission accomplishment. If I am a person that feels like I am subject to sexual assault, and if that takes place, certainly no remedy, then I'm less likely to be able to perform my military duties because I'm thinking about that and not my military duties. So it's terribly bad. Now, let me just tell you this. When we talk about some 25,000, when we talk about an upwards of 26,000 cases of this, we're really talking about 3,374, just about, that were actually reported. But the problem is that this is the least reported crime in the criminal system, and it
is a crime. Much higher.
It's absolutely. It's least reported because of the stigma, and also because of the fear that nothing's going to take place.
Are you saying 26,000 or 2,600? That's a
thousand,
lot.
Thousand.
Thousand.
Yeah.
I heard him right?
Yeah.
That's 3,374
were actually cases that came forward. But the guesstimate is because of the fact, and by the way, that is a guesstimate, is because of the fact that it's the least reported activity in the criminal world, that the number is really close to more like 26,000. That's up 35% since 2010, when the number was 19,300. Now,
Army,
the number has actually gone down because they have put money, they have put fingers in commanders' chest and senior leaders' chest and said, if this happens, it's your problem.
Hey, Hawk, also a lot of women also don't want to report sex assault because it could affect the upper mobility. And the second thing, I read this crazy story where some women say they won't even drink. They will control their water intake because they're afraid to go to the restroom late at night out of fear of being assaulted.
There have been situations when in combat areas there have been requirements that folks be escorted to the rest facilities, we've got to understand that this is a societal issue that has to be dealt with. I mean, large corporations and small businesses alike are not immune to this. It's that the United States military takes pride in its ability to have a certain aura of being upright and straightforward and thinking about people's well-being. First and foremost, your soldier, your battle buddy, you must think about that person. That's why it's terribly important. But it is stereotypical of what's going on, not only in this country, but throughout the world. This is something that has to be dealt with very seriously by all people of conscience.
General, which branch of the military reports more sexual assaults?
Well, the largest branch of the military is the United States Army, but it is important to note that their numbers have actually gone down since the concentrated effort of making commanders and senior enlisted leaders understand that if this happens on your watch, this will not be swept under the rug, but it will go against you, Mr. Commander, or you, Ms. Commander.
Are there more attacks happening stateside or across the world and across the water?
Well, you know, the old expression I used to learn when I was growing up in North Carolina a little teeny bit was that, you know, idle hands are the work of the devil. So, I mean, stateside probably more so than abroad, but there is no geographic boundary to this.
It is stunning. It has caught the attention of military leaders, the president as well as Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, and we certainly hope some changes are definitely made, because I mean this is a huge problem in the military, and it needs to change quickly. Retired General John Hawkins, we appreciate the man. Thanks a lot.